Greetings, fellow humans. This is Pat Callahan from All White Tukey. You're listening to another great podcast on the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Yeah.
This world needs a hero. It needs a savior. A white light. A beacon in the sun. Or just someone to draw some logos. If you're looking for someone to do design work, illustration work, and to help improve your business's look and design, contact Raven Designs at ravencruise.com. She's one of the proud sponsors of the 4-Eyed Radio Network, and her artwork is amazing.
We're back. We are back.
Yes. It was my birthday, y'all. I got more wrinkles, so that's why we kind of took a little sabbatical.
Took a little hiatus. But you guys are used to that by now. Last week, I actually was part of the pilot episode for a new show on the Fern Network, Jedi, a Sith, and an Ewok.
It's awesome.
If you don't know what any of those things reference to, then sorry, but it is a Star Wars podcast that is now on our radio network. It went really well. I'm excited for the future of that cast, and I'm also excited about the future of this cast.
So,
Noodle, as always, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. It's been a little difficult because I've had face herpes, but I'm it's better.
Yeah, you look good. Your skin looks really nice, actually.
Really? I feel like it's an abomination right now. Yeah.
You got that glow to you.
See, I don't know. And that's what people say. Like, there's going to be a glow. You're going to look so great. I'm like, when does this happen? Because I feel like I look like Oscar the Grouch, and I feel like I just came out of a garbage can. Like I feel like I'm hungover every day.
But you're not, because.
And I feel like I look hungover every day.
Yeah.
Because all I do is sleep.
Have you had a chance to hit up the Dr. Soss yet?
Yes, I did have to basically hold them at gunpoint and force them to give me an ultrasound.
How is everything looking?
Well, interesting news.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful, gorgeous glob that is only 6 weeks.
Okay. That's really surprising, but
yeah.
That's good, though.
Well.
Because you were worried about how far along
drugs.
You could be and what things, extracurriculars you may have been partaking in.
Yes.
So you're 6 weeks along. So you're you're still in the first trimester,
yeah.
But you're at like the middle of that?
Or middle. And, okay, yeah, middle, because so. Every trimester is 13 weeks.
Okay.
And, I was kind of, I'm a little nervous. I mean, she wants me to come back in 2 weeks, which is kind of a little alarming, because
yeah.
I feel like that's kind of a really close. But she said the heartbeat was a little slow.
Okay.
But that's normal from 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
However, I was calculating it, and 5 to 6 weeks seems just a little too early.
Think about when your last cycle was. You have to go 2 weeks from there as to when you were ovulating.
Yeah. That'd be like January 10th?
Yeah.
So,
we need a calendar.
Yeah. But basically, 6 weeks from when I found out was January 27th. And I could have sworn I was at least 11 weeks pregnant. So basically, I feel like my thing in there is taking its sweet ass time and just like delaying. I don't know. It's
well, actually, I have my calendar on my iPhone in front of me right now, and so if we go, oh, I want to. There we go. That's how I don't know how to use this thing. Still, after a year. So 1 to 2 weeks would have been like the 9th of January. So then the following week, between the 9th and the 16th, you could have potentially been ovulating. So if you did get pregnant in that time, it makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but
no.
From what I'm looking at, like, yeah, it could make sense because a lot of women, too, depending on their cycle, not everybody starts their ovulation exactly 2 weeks after their cycle. Not everybody has a 28-day cycle.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So, I mean, it looks like it makes sense.
I feel like I'm definitely having a Bob Marley baby where it's just, like, super slow and delayed. Well, I mean, I just feel like it should be older than that. And, well, we'll see if in 2 weeks when I go back and it hasn't gotten any bigger,
yeah,
then it's basically just a matter of time for the heartbeat to stop and I get to eat a meatball sandwich, a baby meatball sandwich.
That sounds disgusting. It's
good for you.
But yeah, I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see.
If whatever happens,
right?
And it's true. One of those things.
Roll, yeah. See what's going on.
How the crookie cookie crumbles. Crookie. How the Wookie crumbles. I don't know. Wookies should never crumble. I think they just shed a lot.
It's actually really funny that you said that because someone just posted a Wookie cookie.
I
posted that on the
thing. I would eat Wookie cookies. That's actually one of my earliest memories of Star Wars.
Hairball.
If you want to know anything about that, tune in to the first episode of A Jedi, a Sith, and an Ewok.
How have you been, my dear?
I have had an interesting little time. So, you know a little bit about this, but our listeners don't.
Okay.
So, Natalie is aware that I, and you guys, listeners, know a little bit about how I just moved into a new place, and it's been pretty awesome, but my neighbors living next door to me seemed a little on the sketch ball side.
On the meth ball side.
On the meth ball side of sketchy at that as well. And I had found out after talking with our handyman who honestly is almost feels like he's my uncle now or something because he's a really cool dude. And when I do see him, we talk and we've been talking a lot since this last event. So I found out through him that they were being asked to move out. And that evening I come home from work and I was kind of counting down the days until the end of February because I was really excited to not be woken up at 7 in the morning or prior to 7 in the morning to their arguments and whatever the hell was going on next door. And I get home from work at about 6 p.m., downstairs windows wide open, one of the doors isn't completely shut. Like, I could have crawled in and, like, walked around there if I wanted to. Come home from dinner with my friend. The place still looks the same. And I go to sleep for a while. At 2 in the morning, I wake up, thank goodness, and they set the place on fire. So I've been living at my parents' place because my place is unable to live in right now.
Yeah. So how's that?
Like, everything.
How's living at the rentals?
It's been interesting. We've only had like 2 arguments and it's basically we're going on week 2 now of me being back there.
Okay.
But the arguments that have been had have been, okay, like the morning immediately after where my mom starts talking about like possible lawsuit scenarios. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking talk about suing people. I want to figure out when I can move back into my place, or like if all of my personal possessions I need to throw out, or this, that, and the other thing. And then the second argument was earlier this week, and it was basically the same thing. Like, I had gotten an email from the property management company, and they let me know that I won't be able to move back in at the end of the month. And I was a little frustrated by that, because I'm like, well, shit, the housing market is totally different than it was when I moved in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if, am I going to have to find a roommate again? Am I going to have to move? Like, when are things going to, like, not having a date of like, oh, you can stop living with your parents after this date, like, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Was kind of stressful. And I just wanted to vent about it a bit, talk about it a little bit. And again, the like lawsuit thing comes up, and luckily I went over to the place like after that little argument, and because I basically was like, I don't want to talk about that. I'm trying to figure out,
at
like,
at least
that isn't my next step.
Yeah.
Is sue happy.
Yeah.
My next step
you,
is
Aaron,
where am I going to live? And yeah, maybe after I figure out like, oh, I can live here again, or I have to move somewhere else. Maybe after everything settles a bit, I could look into legal things and see what am I, what's the word I'm looking for?
What are you accounted for?
What am I, not accounted for, I am a victim in this situation, which I don't like being a victim ever.
Yeah.
And I've never been an individual to play victim.
Yeah.
So having to look at this scenario and accept the fact that, like, yes, I am a victim in this situation. But just looking at, like, what are my rights as a renter, and what am I entitled to as this process continues? But then I spoke to Rob, the handyman. Yay. And he shed a little more light onto the situation. So that's cool.
Okay.
Because, yes, I did not start the fire. Thank you, Billy Joel, for understanding.
Yeah. We didn't start it.
We did not start the fire. And innocent head. Until proven guilty, whatever.
It was
pretty sure the meth heads did it.
Yeah.
And turns out the individuals that were asked to leave the property, they weren't the individuals that the lease
belonged to.
So the individual whose name is on the lease decided to sublet it out to these individuals, which when I signed my lease, that is against the lease agreement. So this individual is in for a very rude awakening, because he's going to be held accountable for damages and all sorts of things.
Fuck.
I guess the cops have interviewed the two individuals in question who were living in the property. They've brought their smoke dogs. The smoke dogs definitely picked up a scent of accelerant and things on these individuals. So those clothing items have been confiscated, and they're running tests on them. So if they don't get charged for starting the fire, they're definitely going to be included as like accomplices, or, you know, allowing it to happen or something, like at least assisting it.
Yeah.
So... but on the bright side of it, hopefully mid-April at the latest is when I could move back. And basically what they've done with the insurance claim is they're going to gut my entire place.
And just start anew.
So
that's awesome.
New kitchen appliances. They have to build a new bathroom. They're going to replace the flooring, the drywalls. So basically I'm going to move into a brand new place. Which is pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
So,
and not have to pay rent for...
For this month, I haven't had to pay for March. I'm sure that if they move me in the middle of April, they'll at least prorate it or give me the month free.
Have to. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to push them to give me the month for free.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because fuck yeah. So, and I mean, I have a really affordable rate for a great location, and then to move into that same place, but it's brand new.
And no so crazy there is, neighbors.
There is a silver lining. It's just been kind of shitty. The fact that everything I own reeks of house fire.
Yeah.
I love how campfire smells. House fire is a different beast.
Yeah, that's a completely different stench.
Yeah.
So, speaking of stench, like, we were at Walgreens the other day downtown, where I feel like stenches there are just newly invented every day.
It's like a stench factory.
Oh my gosh, seriously. And this woman, I'm sitting on the floor reading a magazine, minding my own business. And this lady that basically looked like she was from Woodstock. And I mean, don't get me wrong, like, Woodstock, awesome. But it looks like she was at Woodstock and is still wearing the same clothes
from that
from
day.
Woodstock. And boy, howdy, fucking.
And we're talking
reeked.
Original Woodstock, not.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking like the 60s,
yeah.
70s, whenever it was. I don't really
Summer
remember.
Love.
I think it was like 69. Yeah. I don't yep. know. But, shit. That smell, like, haunts me. It went, oh, my God. It's.
The worst is when there's smells like that and you don't only, smell it, you're tasting it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this smell, you know, like, there's something wrong with her, and whatever it is, she's dying from it. And, like,
hepatitis. Maybe.
Hepatitis. I mean, raunchy asshole.
Yeah.
Holy. I had never smelled. I mean, I literally, like,
cereal, you
like
guys.
You guys, for
like,
all.
Milk and cereal, you
oh
guys.
Oh, my God. But,
Are you doing your Al Gore impersonation?
Maybe. I don't know.
Global warming is a threat.
I invented the lockbox and the internet. That was him from South Park. Where he was like, it's super serious, guys.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's like saying that things are really cereal.
Super cereal.
It's real cereal, you guys.
Milk it.
Right?
But, oh my gosh. Sorry, I just had to bring it up because it was so outrageously bad. I want her to be studied. I don't know how that. And it's weird, too, because, like, you know, to her, she can't smell
it
anymore.
She doesn't realize.
She doesn't smell it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm troubled by people that have bad breath. It's like, how do you not know that you have bad breath? It's right. The stench is coming from right under your nose.
It's interesting because I feel some individuals have a super heightened awareness of their own body odors.
Yeah.
And other individuals have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I had a former roommate who she felt like she constantly smelled like Indian food.
Food tang. Okay.
Or, like, she just felt like she always smelled like roasted garlic or something, which I like that smell, but
yeah,
maybe I guess, like, she just always felt like she stank. And
okay, yeah. Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting because, like, I mean, yeah, maybe if, like, her and I got back from being on a run or something, I'd be like, yeah, I can smell you. But, like, she'd be like, I just took a shower and I barely washed dishes and I fucking smell again. And I'm like, no, you don't. But
well, yeah, when she sticks her nose like inside of her armpit.
When you stick it in your armpit, yeah, you're going to smell something.
Yeah, like you're snorting your armpit, yeah, of course. Like,
but you're huffing your own stench.
But you know what? I wish more people were like her in that aspect.
And that's one thing that has even been shown with animals. You can tell that an animal is not well when they aren't grooming themselves.
Yeah.
And it goes to show the same for people.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody is
crapping their pants.
Yeah, and not
or
bathing or not, like, taking care of their own hygiene, then something either mentally or physically is wrong.
Shit's going down.
Yeah. Shit's getting stanky.
The wheels have come off the wagon.
And they derailed right into Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's
and they've
fucking
been
mountain.
Double bathing in that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was intense.
Ew, shit bubbles. That sounds so gross.
A shit bubbles.
Shit bubble bath.
It really was. That's what it smelled like. She'd been bubble bathing in shit.
Bubble bath.
It was just gnarly town.
Ugh.
I can't even imagine. Like, okay, sorry. Oh, God.
And, like, it sucks when, like, if you're on public transit.
Yeah.
And...
The whole
it's
train.
A crowded day on public transit, and you get sandwiched in between people who have been shit bathing.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It is. So, you know, folks, please clean, wash it down, clean it up.
Come yeah. On. You know. And if you don't have a clean pair of underwear, at least turn it inside
turn
out.
Turn it inside out. Or run yeah. It through the sink.
The hose or something.
Yeah, something.
You know, just... Rub some bubble gum on it. Maybe somebody else can.
Yeah.
I mean, ask your neighbors. You can be tell them they're being a good Samaritan. If they think you're stinky, they should voice it.
Yeah, exactly. Which, I mean, and you
show
know, we need to talk to each other more.
I should probably bathe more. Actually, I definitely need to shave my armpits. But
yeah,
I'm with you there.
But you know what?
I need to
sometimes
get down.
I don't. Want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
And sometimes yeah. I feel like I wish I lived in Europe.
Oh, wait. Yeah. But, any hoozles.
Yeah. So.
So, well, I mean, at least you're going to have a badass new place.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I'm hoping that it is early April. If they come back to me in a few more weeks and they're like,
you'll be the first
hey.
One to destroy it. So yeah. That's cool.
That's actually something I was thinking about. I was like, oh, fuck, I need to like really take care of
yeah.
it. Because it's not like.
You can blame it on the past.
Yeah. I'm like, tenet. Oh, shit. This is all me. But yeah, my thing is I'm thinking now it's like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
If they come back to me in a few weeks and they're like, hey, this isn't going to happen until like late May, then I'm going to figure something else out because. I'm very fortunate and very lucky to have.
Erin just gave herself a mouthful of foam from the microphone.
I'm very fortunate and lucky to. Oh, it's good now. That I have my parents and that they
yeah.
are the parents that they are and that they have been able to give me a place to stay during this time.
For sure.
If my parents weren't here or if they were like. Figure it the fuck out. Luckily, I did have a lot of friends respond to it and
yeah.
let me know that I have a place. So I'm very lucky in that sense. Like I'm not forced to like live in my car or, and I'm sure too, like if that was where it came down to that the property management company would be responsible for putting me up somewhere because
yeah.
I think that's part of tenant rights.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know. I also just switched car insurance companies and no longer have renter's insurance. So that kind of sucks.
Well, I mean, too, that insurance, there is a $500 deductible and it's like, well, who has 500 or maybe with the apartment? Be
well,
responsible for
my
the deductible.
Stuff is as far as my personal property, there's smoke damage.
Yeah,
probably gonna have to get rid of my mattress. Don't know about like my couch if I'm gonna
oh,
be
yeah.
able to get all that smell out of that. I know I spent $300 at the Goodwill on my mattress set, so that's half
yeah.
of a $500 deductible right there. My
what?
Couch. I think was under $200, but they don't need to know that.
Well, I think as you have to pay $500 first, right? And then anything over that they reimburse you for?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know, because last time I had renter's insurance and – oh, no, because they had a minimum – the minimum
maybe,
had to meet the deductible.
But maybe you can get the homeowners to pay for that deductible.
Yeah. We'll see. But I don't have renter's insurance, so.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's kind of null and void. But, yeah, I'm really fortunate in this situation that, in the sense, it could have been a hell of a lot worse. And it only
yeah,
is what
seriously.
It is. And it looks like I'm going to come out on top in the end, hopefully.
I think so.
I just really hope it doesn't last longer than a few more weeks.
Yeah.
Hootalali.
Yeah.
And I mean, my parents are pretty cool. So like things have
yeah.
been good. It's just really the commute that
it's,
sucks.
Yeah, it's so far.
I'm so far.
Yishka.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's good. I just really hope that they catch the individuals responsible and that they...
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard. Like, fire forensics is super hard. Like, they're so behind on any of that shit. So, I mean, it's
yeah. And even the Tempe Fire Department has been through and concluded I don't think they've even concluded their investigation, but even property management, they've even brought in a private fire analysis company to do another investigation. And I met him on Monday when I was over at the place, and he asked me some questions, and he thinks more than one fire was lit. He can tell that there was definitely one set in the kitchen sink, which is where that photo I sent you came from.
Yeah.
Other half, because, like, our place was basically mirrored images of each other. It looks like another fire was set on the stairs and possibly another one in the hallway upstairs.
So you think it was foul play? You don't think it was just, like, a happen chance fire? You think that they set it on fire?
Well, they found accelerant, so the fire was set. The thing is that the place was left in a state where I even thought about climbing in through the open window, because windows wide open, no screens on them. One of the doors wasn't completely shut. Like, you could have opened the fucking door and walked right in.
Mm-hmm.
I jokingly thought about, like, climbing in through the window and just taking a look around to see, like, how badly they fucked up the place. Because from what I saw, like, it looked pretty hit. So they left it in a state where anybody could have decided to come in.
Yeah.